Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 810. Should I stop using retirement accounts if I'm planning to retire early? By Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. And I am Dan, I am your host, and this is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance. I narrate articles from authors like Mr. Money Mustache, Budgets Are Sexy, Get Rich Slowly, Afford Anything, The Mad Scientist, and many more, a lot like a gigantic ongoing audiobook, but free of charge. For now, let's get to today's post as we start optimizing your life. Should I stop using retirement accounts if I'm planning to retire early? By Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. Today's question comes from Kenton. He asks, quote, "I really appreciate you sharing your experiences about how you became FI. I read your article, Is Starting a Business the Fastest Path to Financial Freedom? Loved it. I'm 35, happily married with 4 kids, in a typical financial situation, okay salary, mortgage, credit card debt, small 401k. How did I find you? Well, that's a very personal discussion I'd like to share with you that leads up to my question. My grandfather died at the age of 57 of a heart attack. He was a poor farmer, never had much, and left my grandmother destitute. My father died in January at the age of 65 of the same thing while on a bicycle ride. Lucky for him, he saved, invested, and worked for a company that gave him a pension. He retired 2 years earlier and was able to enjoy FI for a short amount of time. I remember snow skiing with him last year. We were riding up the chairlift, and he suddenly screamed out, 'I wish I could do this every day!' I thought he was crazy. He was loving life, loving retirement, and then, bang! While at the mortuary deciding on which casket to put him in, it hit me. My grandfather died at 57, and my dad died at 65. If I follow a similar path, that means my life is past the halfway mark. I saw myself laying in that casket. I determined at that time that I would be a better husband, father, brother, son, friend, and human being. But a strong desire also ignited within me to figure out how I could achieve FI early so I can have more time to spend with my wife, children, and grandchildren, helping them, helping others, and doing things that are meaningful to me. When I got home from the funeral, I immediately increased my life insurance policy so my family would be taken care of just in case, and started searching the internet for financial independence and how to retire early, how much do I need to retire. That's when I found your site. Your experiences and insights have given me hope that one day I'll reach FI and hopefully do it sooner than even my grandfather. You've been able to break it down into simple, understandable concepts. But here's my question. What kinds of investments should I get if my goal is early FI, like 50 years old? Do I even need to invest in a 401k? My company does do a pretty good match, so I'd be giving that up, but may not ever be able to use it. Do I just put everything into a post-tax index fund account and build it up to my FI amount? Do I have a combination of both? Because who knows, maybe I'll live till I'm 90 or they cure heart disease between now and then? What does the plan look like for people whose goal is to achieve FI before 67? Where should I invest money into? I realize that additional income will be needed, so I am currently working on creating a side business that I hope to build up to replace my current income. Any extra from that will go toward the plan, so hopefully I can speed things up with that." End quote. First of all, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution for financial independence and early retirement. people successfully get there taking different approaches, so it's more important you figure out which approach best fits you personally. If your sole investment vehicle is the stock market, then you need to figure out where best to put your money. Let's take a look at your options. 1. 401k account. Most people are concerned they can't access 401k money before the age of 59 and a half without paying a penalty, and this is mostly true. However, if you retire at 55, the money you have in your 401k with your current employer is available without penalty, and if you're a public safety government employee, it's 50. If those things don't apply to you, or if you want to retire at 40, there is one option. You can take money out penalty-free using what's called a series of substantially equal periodic payments. This is also known as IRS Rule 72T. You have to take these payments for 5 years or until you reach 59 and a half, whichever comes later. Using this rule is complicated, so get help from a tax professional. 2. IRA account. Any money you contribute to a Roth IRA can be taken out at any time without paying a penalty. However, the earnings are treated differently. Generally speaking, you can't access earnings prior to 59 and a half without paying a penalty. 3. Taxable account. Any money you have in a taxable account can be taken out at any time without penalty. The downside of a taxable account is that you might be paying double taxes. Why? First, you're paying income tax on the money before you even invest it, and then after you sell an investment, you pay a capital gains tax on any gains. This varies depending on how long you hold an investment and your tax bracket. It's difficult, but if you can keep yourself in the lowest tax brackets, you won't pay any capital gains on investments held for over a year. As you can see, the right answer for how to invest for financial independence is, it depends. Maybe sharing what I did will help. I was investing in two places, a 401k and a taxable account. I always contributed enough to the 401k to get the full company match because not taking advantage of a match is like not bending down to pick up thousands of dollars off your kitchen floor. After the 401k, any extra money I had went into the taxable account. When I quit my job at 37 and started living off investments, 25% of money was in the 401k, with the remaining 75% in the taxable account. My thinking was that the taxable account would pay me for 25 years or so, and at that time the 401k, just sitting there compounding the whole time, would pay me for the next 25 years. I didn't want to monkey around with a gazillion different accounts, so this two-account approach seemed simple enough. Make sense? And it just so happens that the money in the taxable account will probably last forever. I overshot. That's okay because the 401k serves as a backup in case of spending shocks or lower future returns or all the known unknowns people like to worry about. Anyway, my own father was killed young, so I can relate to your story. When you understand that you're going to die, that everyone must die, it's the best motivator to start living the life you want to live. Try pretending for just a moment you're at the end of your life and ask yourself, what was important to me? You're not going to say it was a bigger house, fancier car, more glamorous job, because you're going to say things like family, relationships, happiness. Align your life with what matters to your future self, and you'll start living a more meaningful life right now. You just listened to the post titled, Should I Stop Using Retirement Accounts If I'm Planning to Retire Early? By Chris Reining of chrisreining.com.
For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's going to do it for today. Thank you so much for being here and listening each and every day. Hope you've enjoyed our content this week and have yourself a great weekend. I'll be back here with you on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.